Book club number 5.
This, I can't believe I've gotten through 5 books this year.
This
best introduction ever.
This month's book, picked by Ellen. Do you want to talk about it?
It was Oryx and Crake by Margaret Atwood.
Margaret Fatwood, more like. Oh.
You mean?
Yes.
Yeah, even judging women.
You mean,
sorry.
You mean Margaret Kingwood? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
No.
Sorry, Ellie. Okay.
Keep going.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, she does look like your aunt.
She does. She does.
I don't know what that is, but it's
the topping of the nose.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story. It was Oryx and Crake by Margaret Atwood.
It's going
to
be hilarious.
It was the first book in a series of 3. That's disgusting. For anyone who's listening, Jordan is dipping chicken nuggets in the icing
chicken
of a
nubbins.
Cinnamon bun.
Oh, yeah.
Now dip the cinnamon bun
he
with
looks
tomato sauce.
No,
yes, yeah, do it.
That was actually really good.
They are nice.
Anyway.
Okay, here we go.
Book. I liked it.
Yeah. No, looks like
so, yes, it's a first book in a series of 3, and the other 2 are The Year of the Flood and Mad Adam. I chose this book because I actually picked up The Year of the Flood and read it.
Not realizing
it was part of a
I hate it when
books.
That happens.
But
they're not so tightly tied.
The beauty is that I was able to read this book, Oryx and Crake, and it's not a traditional series, so it's the same story from multiple different perspectives spanned across multiple different books.
Does that mean that the sudden ending in this book wasn't answered by the next book?
It is kind
damn
of.
Damn it!
Sorry.
It's
not
what I
want to
hear.
It's not, well, I don't think it is answered. It's I.
Good.
From what I understand, it's answered in the 3rd book.
Then again,
I haven't read it, so I don't know. Anyway, this book I really liked because it was a bit of a, it was kind of science fiction-y, but it was something that was possible for all of us to experience at some point in the future. So it was a kind of dystopian future that isn't too unrealistic. There is a mad scramble for the last of the cinnamon buns.
What have you done?
No! Cinnamon down!
That one's yours.
I'm
going to
eat
that
one.
Yeah, you don't get to eat that one now. Wait, hold on. Let me just wipe this on your bun for you.
No, there's a bowl of it in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
So we keep getting sidetracked.
By food.
Is that more on that can?
Which is something there is a significant lack of in the book. So we are assholes.
Yeah. Like, we're eating because Jimmy can't.
So yeah, I really enjoyed the book. That's ultimately what it comes down to for me. I think it was a little bit depressing, but it wasn't written in such a way that you were morbidly depressed throughout the whole story. Mm. It was kind of because it hit home,
mm-hmm.
And you could see that kind of thing actually happening.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
And there was like the sad love story to it.
I thought the ending of that was hilarious, by the way.
Why do you think it was hilarious?
Because it was.
Because he's a cruel bastard, why?
Why? I don't understand why you think it's funny, though.
Because Rowan's horrible.
Yeah, well.
Yeah essentially.
Okay. what about it? Was it kind of like tragicomic or?
Tragicomic, yeah. It was the.
Just
he,
how inevitable
it was. He had a foreshadowing
it
that it was going. Like, there was a foreshadowing it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the realization as the penny dropped, I found it hilarious.
But can you really call it a love story when it was basically him idolizing her on a pedestal and not ever wanting to know what her life actually was, and just applying all of what he thought was her life?
Oh,
he
did.
He didn't actually know her.
Out.
He just likes the idea
of
her.
He was always asking her questions,
find out.
And
yeah,
she
but
was
him back.
Constantly avoiding
but he idolized
and
her
changing.
Before he knew anything about her.
Yeah.
And
there's
that
always
she was all of these girls, and we don't even know if she was, or if it was just applying
liked,
these girls to.
But that's
yeah,
an assumption that we're drawing.
I think the fact that it, because he pestered her so much, she eventually kind of went like, oh, look, it wasn't that bad or whatever, like when she was in the garage or whatever, and she was kind of saying.
But it,
you know,
but it was
but
never
she just
really
saying
made clear.
Made him shut up about it.
Well, no, but she talks about it in such a way that either she's lying, which I don't think she was, or she was actually there.
She was telling him what he wanted to hear, and he wanted her to say that it was true. So she said it was true to make him stop.
Yeah,
well, no,
that's
kind
of what I got out of
that. If that was the case, then and she wanted to say what he wanted to hear, then she would have been angrier, because that's what he was saying, that he wanted her, he wanted to find, you know, why she wasn't so angry about everything that had happened to her. And if that was the case, then she would have just played up to that.
I don't think she would have. I think it was more a case of, she wanted to get it out of the way, and the easiest way to get him to stop talking about it was to say, yes, this is a thing, make up a short story, and then move on.
And he didn't stop talking about it.
Yeah, that's not in the long run, but in the short term, it works.
I thought the interesting thing about that was that the way that she reacted kind of made everyone feel a bit uneasy, like she was completely okay with what happened to her from what she was saying.
Yeah.
And while you're reading it, you're like, what the hell is wrong with her? Like,
no, I actually understood that. It's a survivalist mentality.
Yeah. Well, it is, but at the same time, like, I understood that side of it, but still I was like, well...
Yeah, I'm glad you're ready for it.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen.
So, my question is, did
Craig... Get in my garage, Tom!
I'm selling
specifically because you knew that
Jimmy... Well, wait, say that again, sorry. I think what you said, sorry.
Oh, I hope said you did want to Craig make some find movies. Her specifically because he knew that Jimmy was interested
right.
in her?
Oh, I don't think
he even cared about Jimmy or thought about her either way. But his whole plan was based on the fact that Jimmy was going to shoot him in the end.
Yeah. I think he knew.
Thank you.
Because remember he printed out the picture of her
for
Jimmy? He must have.
Yeah, but that was like
Craig was a lot,
10 years
a lot
earlier.
Smarter
Craig,
than
Craig. Oh, no.
Craig had Asperger's. He, like, the way that his brain worked was not the way that most people's brains work.
True. However, when you were saying, yeah, but that was 10 years earlier, it was also made very, very explicit throughout the entirety of the book that he was someone who was meant to think several steps ahead.
Yeah.
But I don't think he planned it that far in advance.
I don't think he planned his whole... I think he came across
but
it. Idea that he came across her.
And thought it was, hey, I can make use of this.
Actually,
he didn't come across her. He specifically went to student services and said, find me this woman or the closest thing you can find her. And they did find basically the closest thing they could find. So that's what I'm like. I think that maybe it was never... There was never a guarantee that it actually was the same girl. But they found someone who looked exactly the same if it wasn't her. And also,
she did what Craig wanted her to do.
What are we arguing here? That,
is that rain?
What is that?
It's not rain. Someone's doing work in the back.
Someone's on rollerblades?
Which our subscribers on YouTube really care about.
subscribers on YouTube?
We have a YouTube channel?
Yes.
Oh, not YouTube. iTunes.
Oh, that's less interesting.
Sorry. What were we debating, whether Craig...
Whether Craig chose her specifically because...
Piss Snowman off.
Not to piss him off, but to get him to kill him. And also...
As a trigger.
Why?
No, I don't think...
Why...
But also so that she could go and sleep with him so that... He was distracted about what was going on, so he didn't cotton on.
Honestly,
it
I don't think he was ever smart enough to cotton
he wouldn't
on
have known,
what was going
no.
on.
If all the Mad Adam guys didn't pick it up, then Snowman wouldn't have.
Yeah.
So do you think that like the whole Oryx sleeping with him and everything was all something that she was told by Craig to do?
She almost says that in the book.
I think... It was literally that
she
Craig
says,
was
I know
just...
He doesn't care.
Doesn't care. That doesn't... Because he's not that tired.
Oh, no, but there
is
one point where she says he wants me to.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I think Craig was just probably as obsessed with her as Jimmy.
I got that impression as well.
Is anyone else freaked out by the amount that they referred to looking at kitty porn and the lack of?
Yeah.
Not really.
Have you ever been on
4chan? Describing all the stuff in explicit detail. I think she went way too far. Let's put all of the lurid descriptions of snuffing kitty porn and stuff.
She didn't.
Honestly, yes, I think
the jiggy numbers are just as bad in its own way. It's abhorrent to nature, right?
Yeah.
That people are doing something just as abhorrent and they're watching it just
and
shows the level of
society. I think the entire point was to say, yes, this is where we believe society is going.
Actually,
okay.
I think Jordan and I had this discussion because we were talking about...
Not yet. Okay, no, this is my point. Hold on. I'll... I'll take it from here, honey.
Oh, really?
No.
Story of my marriage.
Okay.
I'll take it from here. Don't
no.
you worry.
Okay, because...
Yes, please.
So
Mama needs a drink.
This
Thank
is
you.
My point, and it's probably going to be unpopular amongst this crowd.
Oh.
But
Ooh.
My feeling is that we always have these dystopian novels about where society has regressed and, you know, we're watching, like, kiddie porn or live executions are the norm, like they're on TV or whatever, and like society has just gone back to its the bad old days where it's just complete savagery, right? Except I think the complete opposite. I think we've come from that, like we've come from the Colosseum and, you know, death as sport, essentially. Come from, yeah, the you could still go to public hangings and stuff in the 15, 1600s, that kind of thing. But we've come from that, and I think we still like... No, I'm not done. We still think, obviously... No, because...
It's nice that you actually listen to
it. Yeah. We...
She has
We
to.
Still have an obsession with all things violent and that kind of thing. But I think the majority of us, as long as we know it's fake, like in a movie or in a game or something like that, that's fine. But if it was something real, if all of us saw something... that was true, honest, like an actual depiction of some murder or something, we would all be horrified.
Okay,
by
so can I stop you right there? That is just Western society. That is us. There are still public beheadings around the world. There are still whorehouses that only have children in them.
There
so we're talking about Western society.
So why? Okay, but what would cause...
got kidnapped.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And that we refuse to pick them up because it's too dangerous.
Okay, but the thing is, what would make Western society go back to that way?
Actually,
it was a book recently that actually went through, like, systematically, like a guy who was a historian who looked at it, and was called The Better Angels of Our Nature, I think, and it was actually tracking how, over time, despite what we think, violence has actually gone down across the world.
Yeah. Of course, but do you think that, like Jordan saying, oh, people watching kiddie porn and live executions for fun? I said, we already do that.
Yeah, but that's such a small percentage of the population.
People still share videos of small children getting molested on Facebook,
okay.
People getting beheaded in Afghanistan. They share that on Facebook.
Yeah, but that's not the majority of the population anymore, is it?
It's millions of people who do it. And you have the
choice. Yeah, but the population of the world is billions.
You know what? I am just as disgusted as any other regular person by pedophilia. I am not going to go watch that video and share it to say, look how disgusting that is. I'm going to fucking ignore it. And a lot of people don't.
I think
we are going
I don't
to.
Think,
I think,
when you say a lot of people,
I don't
think...
I think we are. I think the difference with this book is that, you know, the place that Oryx came from was Asia, where this stuff actually happened.
Can
so,
I also point out that...
They weren't getting off to it.
During this
it
book, we
like,
weren't
just,
looking at the majority of the population.
Yeah,
we were
looking
at a tiny segment of
two
the
people,
population
and also,
that was walled off from everywhere else. And because it was walled off and so sterile, the natural reaction of a teen who is trying to rebel against everything is to go the exact opposite of the society in which they find themselves.
I got the impression, though, that the whole society was doing
No, that was their impression.
I had the impression it was the whole society as well.
No, but there was TV...
I think certain videos that were being watched, like, for example, when his mother was executed... That was a large portion of society. But
yeah, there
was
TV
he
channels.
He had to go through all these back
but
rows.
But I'm pretty sure you will
and...
find that in the US you can watch executions.
That's true.
And
I think it was also then
not,
was getting to the...
Only if you're
that there was
related to the crime somehow.
Society.
No,
and
everyone else
were
real people.
It was extremely...
So he was
not
watching like, people who aren't
so,
real people.
But,
not
crying,
that
but don't you think that that's reflective of our society already, that it's already oversexed, that we're coming up with so many more... We're coming up with new fetishes all the time just because we're not getting off
we're
on the old stuff.
We're not
coming
up with
new
fetishes.
We're not coming up with new fetishes.
Yes, there is someone at the door.
Come in. But new, but
whoever
we
you
are,
are
becoming an oversex society. Right. We are finding more because old sex doesn't do it for people anymore. And I
what are you talking about? People were just as perverted. Previous societies were
sorry,
just...
Sorry, you missed out on all the
chicken. No, not
terrible.
Just. Oh, no,
are you just serious?
Are you serious that people weren't fucking
rubbing
minds and getting off by
yeah, just because the stuff wasn't available doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Do you
want
a mulled wine?
I'm okay.
Primark is sad.
It is really actually
quite Primark is out. Look at the paintings
okay,
on the murals of, like, Naples before they got destroyed.
Like, I think this sort of stuff, I don't think there's been any change in overall kinkiness. I just think that it's been
we've got new ways.
We have more tech now.
And you can find out.
Internet has made it more available and more normalized.
And also, because
people are less ashamed of their, like, they feel like they can.
That's what I'm, like, in the book, it seems like the next
early on where they had, they watched executions and essentially kitty porn and stuff like that.
Because
people
at the same time as, like, being kinky and stuff has been becoming more common, at the same time we've had more,
or are we
like consent
not?
And all that sort of stuff has also become more common. So yeah, 50 years ago there was no such thing as rape if it was in a marriage, and now you can't rape your wife.
But I think
so we're moving towards being more nice, or at the same like kinkiness, but not kinkiness that hurts people.
How many people here have watched Game of Thrones?
Me.
Oh, yeah. That's equally as fucked up as
that's
me.
Exactly
that's
right.
That is not more
the
so.
The only difference is context.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly
this,
right.
The reason that this is creeping us out so much is because we can relate to it so much.
Because
you think that could be me.
That far from
exactly.
Point.
Exactly.
But like I said, I was saying before, I think
the
there's a big difference between when you know something is simulated and when you know something is real. If you saw something like Game of Thrones, and you know that's a TV show, whereas you saw that in real life and you witnessed it, you would have a way different reaction.
Oh, of course, of course. And I think, you know, talking about the point with modern day, this being more prevalent, if you think about, like, ancient Rome and ancient Greece, men quite often had children that they screwed.
Yeah.
Like,
it was the norm.
It was, like, the norm. They would go to
you're
a
training
club.
The boy into
exactly.
I was brought up in the wrong era, you know what I'm saying?
Yay, child molestation!
Wait, you weren't a little boy, so.
Well, if only. You're all right.
You would have been ignored. You would have just been for reproduction.
I've got Asian blush. I've got Rx blush.
Rx blush?
All right.
But, I mean, I think that's the beauty of this book, is that so much of it is so.
It is close to,
but
yeah,
the other part of it is so close.
It
hits
it
too close
hits
to home.
So,
the fact that we could be, you know, obliterated by an invisible pathogen. The fact that we could be, you know, exposed to the kind of stuff that they're exposed to on the internet, which is out there.
Yeah. I think the problem is, though, is that the people were almost caricatures of people. Like, you know, I've seen books that do a similar sort of dystopia where it's, you know, they're getting more and more restricted to the privilege and everyone else being destroyed. But the people were, you know, they were more relatable people like us. Whereas
yeah, I
being
found
this
it very
total
hard
extreme
to
of
the
crudest,
you always find
most
it tough to relate to people because you have
no
actual emotion.
As opposed to a person you could relate to in the
essentially you're Will Graham. That's
you hurt me!
See, you're even acting right away.
Okay. Okay, can you say that whole thing again?
So
because you are really annoying.
I am.
Not you. You're not annoying.
Yeah.
I was just saying that the thing about this book, for me at least, is that I've seen many, I've read a lot of dystopias and a lot of that cover the same ground. But this one, the thing that stood out was that the people, like Snowman and Craig, were almost caricatures. Like, they were so extreme, so crude that you couldn't necessarily identify with them. Whereas in other similar ones, you could be, you know, you'd still be reading about a person who's living in this privileged bubble and who, you know, is treating the proletariat who are all dying on the streets like shit. But they're
a
bit more like this one seemed too far. It was too far from what actual people are for me to
but
say.
That, and that was the thing.
Sorry, not Craig. Jimmy actually seemed that far from
He
seemed
like a regular
Jimmy,
depressed kind of guy. Yeah, but
I'm depressed, but just disjointed and like
we were shitty fucking.
He seemed like a pretty traditional loser.
Yeah,
but was he?
Yeah,
yeah. Really shitty upbringing. I related to him quite a lot, actually. Not related to him, but I understood him quite a bit. Like, his mother was horrible, and then you find out in the sequel what happened to her. But
well, she wasn't
she
horrible
left.
Based
yeah,
on
she,
this book alone.
No, she wasn't horrible, but he, as a child, when your parent does something, you don't understand why they did it until you get older.
Yeah.
So when you're young, you feel like it's
horrible. As a parent, too.
She was
like,
she,
well, she was depressed, though.
Just,
like, it wasn't
yeah,
like she could really help it.
That's an excuse. It doesn't change his interpretation of the event.
Plus, the kid kept asking questions. You should bat him about just for that.
Yeah.
I think with
parenting lessons 101
yeah.
from a guy who walks his cat.
She was
I've never done that. And anyone who says that
is
defamation.
Well, you get it to style your hair at least.
That's true.
I think
one of us scariest things about his mother is that she also was quite an identifiable character.
Like, yeah.
She saw what happened and became extremely disjointed from society.
I think
she would as well.
Was like, I want to stay home and look after my son so that I can, you know, change things. And then I think she realized very quickly
that he was useless.
That, well,
that
not,
she couldn't that, do that. That
fucking Jenny!
She wasn't going to be able to change the world by changing even just her son. And so she kind of just...
I think
and
she was.
Couldn't explain to him what was going on.
No, I think she was the closest thing to what we would say would be like a regular human. Like she was kind of horrified with what was going on and where the world was going.
Not at all.
But
she's idealist. She's not a regular human.
No, but she was going like
she
all
was
this.
There to show you what people should be, what the ideal should be.
That's
you
what I'm saying. But she's close to what we, if we were transported into that world,
yeah,
I think
we would be
exactly
Jimmy.
Like Jimmy's mum.
Yeah, no way. We would be
Jimmy.
Jimmy's mum was
saying, I
disagree. I reckon would be Jimmy's dad.
I think some of us
would
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the problem
even
is
worse.
Some of
no,
us
trust
would
me.
Be
like
mom,
just...
Some of us would be Jimmy's dad. Some of us would be Jimmy. Some
oh, yeah.
of us would be Jimmy's dad's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I would
actually,
definitely
that's,
be Jimmy's dad's girlfriend.
One of Jimmy's dad is a deal. I think that's one of the beauties of the book, though, is that we are frustrated and confused by certain reactions. And by, you know, the way that the characters behave. But there's that part of us that does relate to a small portion of them. And I found that really terrifying.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, what if I'm like that? Like, I know I'm not like that, but what if I am?
So can I just
it would happen slowly over time, I guess that's the thing.
Well,
you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. And would I be capable of the things that they were all capable of? I don't know, but because I could see that small,
short answer,
small
yes.
part of it. Yes.
Also, guys,
you?
Yes,
yeah.
definitely all...
What did you just eat?
Yeah. What did you just eat? Yeah. Yeah, chicken nobbins.
So what did you think of the book?
Interesting. It was a hard read for me. I just couldn't get into it.
Really?
Oh.
I had to slow myself down.
I actually thought it was the best book that we've
oh,
read
see,
so
I
far. Sorry.
You
oh,
say that every
you say that every week.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Which
sorry,
is
I love you. I'll say that about a
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, no. I really loved the last book, but this book, and I was telling Jordan about this, this book, this series, because I've already finished the sequel, like I've finished Year of the Flood, and I'm going to read Mad Adam now.
Yeah.
But
right.
I'm just saying that this book has actually really quite strongly affected me. In a really personal way, and I'm actually quite scared. The book has actually scared me about the future, and I see so many things about what we've read in the book. I see it in our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
It scared the shit out of me. This book has scared me as much as 1984.
But that's why she wrote it, because humans, we are scared of all the things that we think can happen to us, and that's, you know,
but
why
it's not,
we...
It's not just that. When you read this, like, you read the packaging on this is exactly like the packaging that's in the book. And when you read Signs, and it's saying, like, take this, and you'll feel better on
but
Swiss.
That was
oh,
based
you know
on...
what? You're going to feel amazing if you take Lisp Plus.
That's
like,
not Signs.
That's
advertising.
But that's it. You don't know. The advertisers don't know what's in the product.
But she's just setting up, what is it called? Straw men, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
She's showing you exactly what you've got. But a little bit further.
But don't you think that,
right?
that could be
like
real?
But see, that's what she's doing, right? She's wrapping something that might never come to be in something that's so everyday, it makes it easy
but
to swallow.
But it's stuff that's worth being afraid of. And I've said this.
I don't think.
But if it's not going to happen, why be afraid of it?
You don't think that our world is already worth it? And
oh, no.
No.
I think we're fucked. I just don't think we're this fucked.
I think we're more than that fucked,
actually. Some of the things, like... There's such a focus on, you know, oh, the extremes of advertising, oh, the extremes of profanity, that it was almost ignoring what was the worst parts of the world, which is the further enhancement of the 1% having all the power and all the money and everyone else living in squalor. And
but
that was always the most
but
realistic
that's
and the
that's
most...
That's okay,
realistic.
Because
can
we're
just
the
1%.
Say
no, we're not.
This
no,
was a
We'd
story. She's not a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And she's not claiming to be a clairvoyant.
I think...
It was a story. And the fact that we are... so almost offended by what's in there.
Yeah.
I think it goes to show how successful it was.
I think, it was... no, I've forgotten. No, don't worry.
Good.
Just go.
Okay.
No, you shut up. I know, what I was going to say, sorry. Before when we were talking about how we didn't think it was prevalent and it was just maybe the activities that Jimmy and Craig got up to in their spare time were localised to just them. But then when they're talking about how... he goes off to uni and student services organizes, you can do all that for you. That seems to me that everyone in the population or in that kind of module compound population is thinking and doing the exact same thing.
But there's precedent for that.
Yeah?
Precedent from that, okay. The sort of mentality you're talking about is similar to the trader mentality of the stock market, or Wall Street in the 1980s. You had managers who would come in and get hookers and blow for their traders purely because it kept them going.
Have you also seen Wolf of Wall Street? No. Like sort of a few nights ago. Yeah. Really
no,
good.
I haven't. I wanted to, I just...
It's pretty good.
Well, realised it's probably not safe for work.
Yeah.
You just talked about that movie.
Yeah.
Just described a 3-hour plot.
Yeah, oh, spoilers, sorry guys.
No, but they were coming across it on their own.
Yeah, no, but my point is that it's a similar mentality. It's just a lot more closed off.
Yeah.
Right, you're putting it in a pressure cooker,
mm-hmm.
and then everything's going to get a lot harder, a lot.
Sorry, what were you saying, Mel?
I think Acacia made the right call. It's like a character of our society, a caricature of not just people, but like I think our society as a whole.
Yeah.
Basically, it's taking what we have now and just taking it to the extreme a little bit.
So,
but
it
does scare me because sometimes I think, well, it could just happen that like people do feel like. Like, some people are getting more apathetic, some people are more willing to just put up with it and accept this stuff because it's easier. And I worry that, you know...
Yeah, I still feel, even though there's so... Like, sometimes I'm really pessimistic and just really cynical.
Bullshit, you don't feel shit!
Just doesn't feel anything for you!
If anything is meant to feel like loathing,
no. Anyway, as I was trying to say, despite all of you know my cynical views, sometimes I still believe in the kind of the inherent goodness of humanity. I still think I don't believe there will come a time when we abandon all that just to be.
You don't think we're hedonistic and savage?
Plus,
we're already...
Really?
Her answers were wrong. I tried the penis dance and Mel didn't like it at all.
Did you go blue? Did you paint it blue?
Painted, that's right. Yeah, okay. Whole thing, brought flowers,
so
wiggled
that
around a little bit.
Watchmen?
Yeah.
Giant blue penises.
It was very large.
Just really quickly going back to relating to characters. I don't know if anyone else felt this, but I related to Craig on some level of wanting to actually depopulate the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I totally got that.
You were sort of like, oh, that's a great idea, and then everyone fucking dies, and you're like, everyone except the blue.
Okay, he took it a little far, but yeah,
his
premise I would agree with.
I like the idea of the bliss plus pill. Like, it makes me feel better. The idea of giving everyone contraception and then people having to earn the right to children.
I thought that was awesome. I thought it was a good idea.
Isn't that, again, something about the book that, you know, we're talking, oh no, it's so unrealistic. But the fact that we were like, actually, yeah. I kind of agree with what
No, but not the methods.
You don't
slip
it down, you yell it out. Yes,
I
agree with it.
No, the difference between agreeing with the idea behind it, but not the actual actions that you take.
I'm totally okay with that.
No, you're not.
I know you say that wrong.
You would take Bliss Plus if you knew that it was real.
Actually, I wouldn't.
I would.
I think another really successful thing that she did.
I'm so sexy.
Yeah. I think another thing that she did to kind of keep us segregated from the actual story and be like watchers from somewhere else was, and I don't know whether I'm the only person in thinking this, is her use of names for things like the Inu You and shit like that.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, that's a retarded name.
That really annoyed
well,
me. Yeah.
It's certainly something I thought was retarded, but at the same time, it kind of fits.
It's it.
Yeah.
What,
it's Marcus.
Okay,
it's
the odd thing for
lame.
Me, because
yeah.
I don't watch
yeah,
advertising anymore. I don't have a TV. I don't do any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I watch like 30 minutes of...
You just saw an ad for Lafrey.
Yeah,
on YouTube,
like, yeah.
Because you showed it to me.
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah,
just,
I know.
Just
saying.
So
just
anyway,
saying.
It's extreme
okay.
of that.
I watched like 30 minutes of TV the other day and I was horrified. The
yeah.
only channel I could find that didn't actually offend me was
TBS.
The
ABC
yes,
24.
ABC.
Yeah,
and SBS 2.
That offends me when it's not ads.
I was watching a show about great vintage cars the other night, so with my uncle. Thank you very much. It was
yeah.
great.
You
best
look at modern advertising
time.
And all it does is exactly what advertising within the book did, which is prey on the fears of the population. That's all it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah. What Ellen is saying is that it was almost...
That was more of a cost-benefit.
It was almost comical how dumb it was because it was so obviously ridiculous.
Have you seen modern advertising?
Oh my god!
Well, yeah, okay. Really Rowan has.
No, I think that's a lot.
5 minutes of it.
It was fucking terrible.
The Grimm Trance is amazing.
By choice, I'll be scanning through channels, right, and you'll see one, and like. I don't know, I'm really lazy, and our remote control doesn't work that well.
You know, in my day, we had to walk to the TV. Like,
shut up, Mum!
Okay.
Like, we did, we had one of those ones with the clunky dial.
So I'll play with my phone for a moment, and it'll stay on. And then I'll be like, what the fuck? This is just
like, I need this.
Why are you talking about this and blender? Like, it's going to
the Ninja 2000?
Oh my god, I want the Ninja so badly. The Ninja, like, makes soup and bread and ice cream.
It is a blender.
No, it's not.
It is a blender.
I could not make that sort of shit.
Hey, the power of advertising!
Remember that time it was Christmas and we watched the shark mop?
It is the shark steam mop. Our sponsors, the Ninja, what is it called?
Ninja 2000.
Thank you very much for the
X5 steam mop. Go and buy it.
Don't ignore this.
Do not delay. Call in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll also receive a free set of Swiss steak knives.
You watch those ads and you think, wow, I can't believe
I'm about to a new year.
This sounds so dumb. I can't believe they called it this. Like all that kind of stuff. But then if you watch it for like 20 or 30 minutes, you can see that people are actually drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid.
It's
not. Okay. Kool-Aid
brand. You want the Ninja Kitchen.
Thanks, Kool-Aid.
Ice cream in there.
Number one drink of cults everywhere.
You start with frozen stuff and you just put it
anyway.
In the processor.
No, I watched
okay, you can talk quietly about the Ninja and we'll talk about the
processor. Yeah, as long as you're
through that. Okay. Why they call themselves the Corpse Corps?
Corpse Corps.
Yeah. Corporation Security Corps.
Because why would you choose that name for yourself?
Yeah, they don't tell you until the second book, so the whole time.
Oh, don't spoil it for us.
No, but it's Corporation Security Corps.
How can you not get that?
I was like, really?
Corps.
I was like, why are you calling yourself
the
Corps
Security?
They were the Swedish chef.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really bad names of products, but that one was a particularly bad name that no one would call
Security. Okay, and by the way, Ron, you know how you're talking about Abbott and being horrified by ads and everything. Mm. For every bad ad, there's also a really good ad out there.
Yeah,
I've seen
Mad Men. I know about good ads.
Yeah. I think there's always going to be, you know, you're always going to have the good, mediocre, and bad stuff, no matter what.
Good ads, Carlton Draw.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yeah, good ads. The advertising that legally can't advertise its own products.
You mean
about alcohol?
Yeah.
Alcohol.
It can't advertise drinking it.
They can't tell you that alcohol will make you cool or anything like that, so they have to go, not anymore, but still.
And it's since that came in that it became good advertising because it became about entertaining you.
Yeah. They still show, like, the people drinking it, though.
Yeah, but they can't actually directly relate that to any sort of...
Right. But you can just look really good while you're doing it.
Only the normal
Starburst. Anyway.
I don't live in the plebeians, I live in the Healthwiser compound, so I only get the good food.
You've had soy beer.
This is the good
That's
food.
True.
Oh, he's got the apples.
Yeah.
What we need is
what?
That.
I'm going to take an apple and then you
can. Oh, wait, no, Charlie, your answer's
right. I kind of wondered about some of,
Oh, yeah.
She wrote about very few people, right? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that was in part because she often said this person rather than giving them a name or something to that effect.
Yeah.
I wondered if that was to isolate you further.
As
the reader.
Mm.
Can I just say you need to read the other books?
The next book.
Yeah. I don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Mm.
You didn't like the first book? Did you not like it?
No, I really enjoyed it.
It depends on whose name we draw out of the hat.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really enjoyed...
We've got three potentials
here,
so...
I think I said this to you guys when we were in Melbourne.
Cool.
What I loved about the book is that from the first
you've already have them.
Nope, just
I can't believe you two still haven't gotten.
Yeah,
it
you two and Rowan and Beach.
Mm.
You've always been unlucky.
I know.
Anyway,
why unlucky?
Oh, just because you've been to every single one,
cool books.
And you're still not been there. Like, you have thought
no
one
idea
of you...
what book to choose.
Okay, so that's how I felt when it was my turn. I really didn't want my name out of that hat.
Pre-pressure.
It's okay. I've got work tonight. If it's me, I can spend the entire shift just figuring it out.
No, you have to do now.
Choose it on the
now.
Spot.
No.
Everyone else got time.
No, you don't.
Nope.
You don't.
I
don't.
Mine
actually, yeah.
24 hours.
You flipped
24
coin.
Hours. I get 24 hours.
No,
precedence has been set.
No, 12 hours. I'm running down on that.
Yeah, everyone else got 24 hours, so
I'm
good.
Okay, as long as you do it quickly, because yeah. Anyway, because okay, this is the other thing.
Right, it's very like appropriate.
It looks like an asshole.
You marked the page for some reason. Why did you? Mark
okay, because I was looking at it and I remember.
What?
I got
yeah, they came from the Quakers.
Blue nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just nubbins.
She smells so blue.
Yeah. Anyway, no. There was that bit. Then I did mark it because I was like, oh, I didn't, because it just came out of nowhere. You know where she said, well, she wrote
48 more.
No,
if any of them, I don't mind.
Go, Jordan. Well, you pick.
Can you just?
Talk.
I can't. It's really hard. When
Tom,
you,
there are other people
talk.
Here. I know you love
no.
him, but
yeah,
there are
know,
other people here.
No. It was just out of nowhere where
what
she
were
said.
You
if I'd killed Crake earlier, I think Snowman, would it have made any difference? Because at that point, you had no clue, kind of the end game, like what the result of their relationship. Because you know
yeah.
he was gone. Well, you knew he was not there. You didn't know if he was dead or alive.
Or if he was actually like a
or
real
if he
guy.
Was real.
You didn't know if that. Because then when they.
Really?
You didn't know until.
Well, no, because
they were like.
I thought he was kind of like a mental apparition
yeah,
of a crazy
yeah,
person.
I thought
Arik
was
only
as
my
whatever. Like, you had the feeling like maybe they are actually gods.
Wow.
No, to me, they always felt like the. You know. They felt like they were the creations of a mind that was slowly falling apart.
So you reckon they were just in his head?
No, I'm sure that they were real, but
right.
when I first started reading it, to me they came across as though they were just voices in his head.
You mean Oryx and Craig or the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
I thought Craig was real, but I didn't think Oryx was real to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, because yeah, when you were talking about how she kind of floated like on a dream kind
yeah.
of towards him and stuff. But that's what I said. I actually... When I read that bit, I had to, like, go back and just reread the page a few times. I was like, is that right? Because I thought it was really interesting because I've never really had a book where it was just something like a big thing was just revealed with absolutely no fanfare.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
So,
first page.
You felt like in this book, the fact that they were actually people was
you
a
know that.
Real?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they were real. Like, I don't think there was any doubt about
that. When you, like, so there was a point in the book where you actually thought they were gods and then you realised...
No. It was the point of the book where she suddenly just wrote, Jimmy thinking to himself, if I killed Craig earlier, I think so, man, wouldn't have made
exactly.
any difference. And it was that point because you had no idea what had happened, but now she suddenly just revealed that Snowman has killed Craig like 3/4 of the way through the book. And it isn't until, like, 100 pages later that you actually find out what the scenario behind it was.
Does that matter? It just increases anticipation.
I know, but that's what I was saying. I thought it was a really good technique
when
that she used.
When I read that, I actually... I didn't think, like... Didn't register? It didn't register.
It didn't register
for something
really
he
dramatic.
Killed,
no.
But he killed Craig. To me, it was more like, maybe Craig is dead... But maybe he's just saying
but
if
I'd made
him
that
before,
happen sooner,
say he got killed by the virus.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually read that as Jimmy had killed Craig.
Yeah,
I just read that as if I had killed Craig earlier than he died.
Yeah.
Or earlier than
Craig
he had released the virus.
I liked him.
Craig.
I liked Craig.
Fucking autistic dickhead.
I liked him.
I didn't like him.
He's not autistic.
I
he
get
just
that.
He totally had Asperger's.
I wonder
for
where
while,
he's on the spectrum.
Actually Asperger's, where he's
unless
just a stereotype
just
of an Asperger's person.
You know how they say he was named after a famous pianist? There is a pianist, an actual penis
Glenn.
That...
I just
looked at my mind. Penis.
Penis.
Not blue penis. And the piano player is actually has Asperger's. And that's who he's based upon. That's who his father named him after.
Yeah.
So
was it Glenn someone?
Glenn someone. I actually researched it.
So Glenn Robbins. I don't know if it was like just me, but you guys might have thought the same thing in Jordan. But when all I could picture was Glenn from Mad Men. You know, Glenn, the neighbor's son. Dammit? No, that's Ken. Glenn, you know Glenn, the weird one?
Clearly you were the only one.
That's friends with Dom's daughter. Yeah.
You didn't the kid.
No, the kid who takes a lock of
the kid.
No, neither did I.
Hitting on Betty.
Yes, yes. So all I could picture was him. Like, that was Glenn to me in my head. Because I just hear that name. And it just fit perfectly.
This cool story brought to you by Bro Incorporated. It's you.
Bro?
Don't worry.
In joke.
Ignore it.
I don't understand.
Let's just go.
So.
Awkward silence.
Does anyone have anything else? I
would have sex with a Quaker.
But they wouldn't.
You'd make them do their way now.
Always send.
Yes, they would, because they have sex with humans.
Only.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only women.
Yeah, only women. So, do you want to go around the room?
Surely there's more we've got to talk about.
There is a lot, but I'm worried that I'm going to talk about it.
In context
with the second book.
That's fine.
Because the second book brings so much more to the story.
It makes you.
I'm actually, like, while I wasn't the hugest fan of this book, I will probably read the sequel because I've got the impression from the internet that the characters in the sequel are much more interesting and relatable.
They are. And also, characters to start with.
Which is a shame. I really liked how lonely this.
They are still. It's still the same premise. So it's the flashback back and forth between before and after.
Okay, so you know the God's Gardeners that are mentioned in the book.
I liked the way they did that as well.
Yeah. Which is really interesting because in the first book you're like, oh my god, what a bunch of wankers.
Yeah.
And in the second book,
also Pigoons are creepy.
But in the second book, you actually
that's what I wanted to talk about.
I would be a God's Gardener.
I was kind of wondering.
No, I wouldn't, because I
was
in a society that had a
dream. Wow! How did you do that?
You're being just as bad as him now by talking still.
What happened? Sorry.
No, because we couldn't hear you.
Tom, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
You can go now.
So.
Actually, what I had
to... Yeah! I'm glad that became a thing. Pigoons versus the blue people. I kind of wondered if it was an analogy? Yeah, good.
Analogous?
For the... us, the old people and the new future people. Smart pigs kind of seemed like it's a little bit too much of a...
I really don't think so, because in reality, we would just kill anything.
Smart.
Actually, you know what's really interesting? You just mentioned that, is that we hear a lot about pigoons in the first book, and the second book you hear about pigoons, but the pigoons, as you just mentioned, they're after Jimmy when Jimmy goes to the parrot, but they've never gone to the Quakers.
No, but that was explained. That was explained.
Because
they're urine.
Yeah, but the pigs are really smart.
Yeah.
They would find a way to get around.
No.
I reckon they would.
There's a difference between being intelligent and being sentient. And the whole being intelligent thing is, I know that there's something over there that smells like it's a really big predator. I'm not going to go there. As opposed to...
Well, but they, remember Jimmy said he'd shot at them a couple of times, but now the gun didn't scare them anymore.
So, can I...
No, that was because of...
There's a whole scene, there's a whole overlap between that particular scene in the second book.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. So, but I was just going to say, with pigs, if you take a domesticated pig and put it in the wild, it grows tusks.
Yeah.
And its hair grows thicker and it becomes clever, but crazy. And that's, like, that's
like your
just,
mom.
I wonder if that becomes racist. My mom. Your mom.
I've got to figure they start tasting different as well.
Oh, she's definitely
would.
They had
because apparently boar is really tasty, so I have to go and try and find one and kill it and eat it.
Hands up, who would eat a pigoon?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Because you know that they've got...
Hands up, who would also eat human after Hannibal?
No.
You two are creepy.
Oh, no. Okay, because that was the thing,
I wouldn't if I had to kill it myself.
You couldn't if you had to kill it yourself.
Not a human.
Museum
a pig, yeah, no, I'm totally up for that.
Yeah.
Like, That is so creepy.
Yes, actually,
because it wasn't until I was sitting in the bathroom and Nuri was sitting on the basin and looking at me and just purring with her green eyes
in the sink.
And her purring.
The raccoon things?
No, the crackers.
Oh,
purring made me feel really calm.
Yeah.
Like but they said they took it from cats in the first place.
Yeah, they said the purring is from cats.
Yeah.
But the also green eyes as well, really like the green
Oh, I want
well,
a bob kitten.
I want a bob kitten.
The nature of the people.
They,
like,
yeah.
I want a liabam.
I wondered.
Yeah. That's not mentioned in this book.
Isn't it?
No.
No, but sorry to go back to it, but the pigs made me think of Animal Farm. George Orwell.
Just they're so smart.
Well, I mean, Jimmy talks
about...
Oh, he doesn't have to worry because that was just a scout, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a level of intelligence. He also goes into the fact that they're putting in, his father or something like that, are putting in neurons, right?
Yeah.
Human neurons within the pigs themselves. And so it kind of makes me think, all right, well, Crake created something, some new human... But I reckon the pigs are going to inherit the earth.
Also, it sounds like he hasn't made the new humans very smart, and the pigs are pretty
smart. Yeah, well, no, he's made the new humans very passive, and that's different from being stupid.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly right. And I kind of, I would almost...
still, there's a competition between them and aggressive, smart pigoons.
Oh, yeah,
almost like seeing the planet of the pigs, almost, you know. Where it's
oh
like
my god, the most delicious planet on Earth.
Yeah, I know, right?
On Earth.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine it after a wildfire?
It'd be the bacon planet.
Bacon Shiraz.
Especially if you like liver or kidneys or something, because they have like 20 of them, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Steak and kidney pie.
No, I reckon the wolfhogs would destroy them.
Steak and liver pie.
So... You know,
no, intelligence is more important.
Yeah, but wolfogs are smart too as well.
Oh, no, wolfogs
are
cunning.
Are just,
there's a difference between
smart. And remember, they're meant to look nice.
Yeah, and they're meant to be really nice
really,
until they get you.
They're really,
really
vicious
scary.
Though, right?
Yes. I thought they were a fantastic creation.
No, because,
I'm like, oh, I want one.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking of like Sterling, like patting him, and then he just wanders
off. Like, so that's what's really scary about wolfogs is that dogs were bred to crave human touch.
Yeah.
And then these ones look like they want to crave human touch, but then they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how terrifying that would be if they actually
amazing.
Got loose?
That would be like the rabbit from Monty Python.
Yeah.
Huge shot. Quick, use the holy hand grenade!
Holy hand grenade from Antioch!
Oh, gosh.
Esquilax.
So you know how Jimmy kind of cuts his foot?
Hmm.
And
I actually liked that part.
Yeah, and he's going into, like, he gets a fever.
Yeah.
What normally happens when you have a fever?
Hallucinate.
How much of what he's actually seen is real?
That's a fair.
But
in terms of the pigoons, or?
How much has he kind of gone...
Oh, no, but, well...
Perfect.
At that stage, he's not.
He doesn't get really feverish till after the pagoda attack,
yeah.
Right? You get because
he cuts his foot during
but
the.
But he's crazy when he first starts the book, though, as well.
Yeah,
it's weird.
He cut his foot beforehand,
and also he keeps referring to himself
he's
as like
not,
an
he
old
get...
person, but he doesn't seem any older than like.
But there's a difference between like mentally and emotionally feeling old.
Feeling
you got to remember. I mean, back before like modern society, we really didn't live that long.
No, that's
comparison to the Krakers.
The other thing is, though, we have no indication of how long it has been since the outbreak the mention.
Oh,
well, we don't know.
You get it from the second book.
Okay.
It's actually, truly, I don't think it's that long. I think it's like a couple
months.
Like
2 months.
Because when
there's still food around.
There's still food, exactly.
So
they talk about
food lasts a long time.
There hasn't been much regrowth of plants over the facility or anything.
And the climate is still... completely screwed.
But they do talk about the like how a lot of the buildings,
centuries.
Like the abandoned buildings, there's a lot of the creepers and stuff.
Yeah,
that are,
see,
like,
that's why
I
thought
of
that in a couple of years.
A lot of the buildings have been abandoned for a while.
And remember, it's tropical climate, so they're going to go nuts.
Whereabouts is it? I got the feeling it was up like near Chicago or something.
New York.
Yeah,
great. So just to confuse things, we can't trust the narrator.
I don't think. No.
Right.
I don't think.
Cool.
I don't think
except
it was a hallucination.
The second book has two narrators.
I don't. Yeah, but it has three. I don't know if it was a hallucination.
Toby
Wren
and then
the chick.
Then,
What's her name?
There's two chicks.
There's two chicks. There's Toby and Ren, and then there's another person that comes in every so often. The
Can you not talk about it? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Matt Adam.
No, he doesn't come in.
He does a couple of
Doesn't matter. Spoilers. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you mean the when they do the sermon.
Anyway.
So I guess I don't need to read the second book anymore then.
trust me when I'm
we haven't actually said anything.
I know, I'm just giving you trouble.
Don't be a bitch, Acacia.
That is my base state.
Does anyone want to borrow the second book? Does anyone want to borrow it?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
The other thing I didn't understand.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I guess I'll eat my vegetables, whatever.
They're
borrow the fucking book.
Yes,
oh, right, it's good for
they're me. In such an advanced, like, medical and scientifically, like, all these breakthroughs and stuff, but they splice things together to increase their, you know, the good properties and weed out the bad,
Woo-hoo.
But they can't feed everyone, like, they don't have enough.
No,
like,
that's purely an economic thing.
Like, right now we have enough food to feed everyone, but we just can't be asked.
But it's also because
food as well.
That's the thing, but they've got solutions to a lot of those things, and they've got stuff that can.
No, I haven't read it.
But they don't care.
Yeah, but so do we. We just don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. We've got plenty of food to feed people. We've got more food now to feed more people than there are on the planet at the moment, and we just don't, because the economics don't work.
Yeah, well, we just don't care.
I don't think that it's so much that we just don't care, as it's the economic doesn't work.
We don't care.
We don't care unless there's enough money in it. The economics can work, but we don't allow
it. Look at our country that's just cut so much foreign aid. We don't care about feeding people in their countries, and then we'll... You know, imprison them if they come to our country.
Well, you know what? We hardly care about feeding our own people.
That's true.
Right now.
But that's out of fear.
No.
Right? Yes, no, it is.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's more out of apathy.
What is more important?
Half of your income, gone.
A third of my income goes in tax.
Another half of it, gone again, right? Do you worry about that at all?
No.
You wouldn't worry.
No.
So why the fuck don't you give to charity?
Because
that's even more money. I'm only just scraping. We only live paycheck to paycheck.
Seriously? Right.
But that's not my problem. That's a fucking government's problem. Anyway, we're not talking about that.
Okay, look.
Let's go back to the book. So I haven't read the third book in the series yet, but I'm just going to give you guys a sneak peek into what it looks to be about, because it's got all the headings laid out, like all the different chapters.
Oh, that's
all right.
It looks like it revisits the first book.
Well, I'm assuming the third book is from the perspective of one of the other people who was Adam in Mad Adam and what they were trying to do.
I don't think it is.
Did Extinctathon give anybody else the creeps?
No, yes. I thought it was actually a really cool idea. I thought it was a cool idea.
You know, you guys are so fucking negative. Like when Richard Harrow died and you were like, whatever.
Who's Richard Harrow?
Hold on. Why did it give you the creeps?
I don't know. It just did. Like, are you ready to play? Like, I know it wasn't really. I don't know. It just.
That's like
me.
Every educational
very,
game, though.
No,
it's
I thought it was a very apt
game
given the current extinction rates.
We've always had extinction rates.
Not this high. We're in the middle of a mass extinction.
Like ice ages and stuff, they're pretty high.
During ice ages, they've already happened.
The extinctions during ice ages happened over, like, very long.
Actually, apparently, it didn't.
No, usually it happened very rapidly in the changing between climate
states.
Well, let's not talk about climate change. Look at that. I gotta make a
book. But no, like, there's some mass extinctions.
Isn't that what we wanted to
do? I mean, there's like there were mass extinctions in the past that wiped out 90% of species in the space of 1,000 years or something.
Well, not even. There was, I don't know, and this is on a side note, complete side note, there's a woolly mammoth carcass that has been found that was snap frozen. It was like snap frozen, and it was in line with the ice age. So they think that the ice age wasn't a gradual thing. They're starting to reconsider how quickly it actually happened.
Wasn't they talking about that?
That could have been an individual snow event rather than necessarily the whole ice age.
Anyway, can I just say it's a big
this pig looks really tasty.
It does look
tasty. Can I have a look at it?
No.
Yep.
Can I have a look at the tasty pig?
By the way, did you look up a picture of an oryx and a crake?
Yeah, no. A crake's a tiny little bird.
They look so dumb. Well, I'm sure looking at it. It just looks.
I am so disappointed that your cover has two rabbits on. I was hoping it was an oryx and a crazy.
So you know what's really crazy? Is it not crazy? But on the on every bottle of Lush, they have a little logo that is two rabbits fighting, and it says "fighting animal testing," and it looks exactly like that.
Yeah. So these ones look like they're high fiving so hard that they created a butterfly.
Yeah.
No, I always like that label because I think it says, like, fighting animal testing.
He was, yeah, we tested it all about fighting.
What animal was Jimmy?
He started with a T.
Thick knee,
that's right. Yeah.
Which is a mean name to give your child.
I know, right?
I mean, to give your friend.
No, but the crate seriously looks like the bird that Hannibal drowns and they eat in one big
one go. It's a tiny little bird with red legs.
Which is like a big fat thing.
I bet the
crake
looks like a crane and I know I shouldn't, but it just, I keep misinterpreting crake as crane in my head.
I thought it was as well, it's not. Misspelling it, a tiny little marker.
Yeah.
I was the only person who didn't look up what animals are because they didn't give a
shit. I didn't either.
They currently exist. For now.
For now, not in the books though.
I'm pretty sure they were saying.
Can I say that I really the other thing that I really loved is not only we're talking about like how we sort of agreed with Craig killing off people, but I liked
not killing off people, just.
Sterilizing.
Yeah.
But also they all
eugenics.
Die.
I
kind of agree with the
killing off part as well. Oh, it was a side effect. Small side effect.
Some people killed off fine. That's absolutely fine.
But I also quite liked...
Everyone but me, basically.
Anyone that I think.
I'm going to say I quite liked the design of the Krakers. Like, I didn't mind the design of them.
Some of it was cool. Some of it was getting a bit excessive. Like, doing the whole, coprolite thing, I think, was getting a bit excessive.
I actually thought that's purely utilitarian.
The, eating their own shit thing.
That was purely utilitarian.
I know,
adaptation.
But I think...
And like you said, that was
like
the floor model.
Deliberately going...
You don't have to have that.
No, that's just the demo.
I am down to photos.
I don't see the point.
If I could get photos in... I
don't think it would be that much of
but
an energy game.
That's true. Plants take it for use very much.
XKCD did a whole thing on the photosynthesis.
Jordan, the moderator.
Yeah, exactly.
What I was saying was I liked that they were all having different colours and that sex wasn't a taboo. And that being naked wasn't a taboo.
They just did their wine dance and then had an orgy.
I liked the whole modelling on the bonobos thing. The whole concept of humans as a race, as a species, that sort of...
But essentially...
Being a bonobo and being a chimpanzee, choosing which one.
But it was interesting that we see, a bit of their evolution as well. When they start sending the smoke signals praying to Crape or... to
the
Jimmy.
Smoke signals?
No, the smoke signals was
the other
people on the beach.
No, they had the fire and then the thing. They didn't have the fire.
They just had an effigy.
Oh, was it?
I thought they may have had a fire.
They made fires for cooking fish only.
They had the fire constantly going.
Yeah, they had a fire.
But they only cooked fish. Like, the fish was the only thing they cooked.
The smoke that Jimmy saw was those.
Yeah, with the others.
Yeah, it was in the wrong place too, the crackers. And the crackers haven't
worked. Also, if you've got a long ongoing fire that's constantly tended, you're not going to get a whole lot of smoke if you're not using green wood.
Well, you could, truck some berries in it.
Feeding the fire.
So,
have you seen Fireman Sam?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen Fireman Sam.
Okay, so there isn't a thing there. There isn't a fire on that
one. You were wrong?
Do you know what I liked about... I was also going to make a comment about her writing. What I really liked is not only did I feel fear from the first page, but also Jimmy was hungry and all he had were these soy shit.
I was
sausages.
Eating like a motherfucker while I was reading that.
You know, when he was eating...
Same, actually.
I'm hungry, oh God. He's hungry, I'm hungry.
Because I felt it. He was hungry and he only had these soy things. And you're like, oh man, that would feel so good right now. What? Actually, I'm not really starving, so I'll eat whatever the fuck I want. But I felt really
I'll drink the juice because there's got to be some form of nutrition.
When he's saying the sausages look like baby turds, I was like, I'm good.
Suddenly, because baby turds are not hungry.
See, that was the thing is he would describe food like that, and then I'd go down and have a steak, and I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
Better enjoy this while it lasts.
I see he described that. I'm like, he's an idiot. It doesn't look like that at all.
It's like he's never had a baby.
I was telling myself that he meant like baby-sized turns rather than
no,
turns.
No, no, because you were saying they were like kind of like milky gray kind of color. I think that's.
Have
what
you guys ever seen Vienna sausages?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I have.
I was assuming these weren't like the normal ones, but he described them like it.
Yeah, they're like that kind of that pale, gross
pale
stuff.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, no, it wasn't pleasant. And this, yeah, anything soy, everything was soy or whatever. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
The really has
soy
agriculture
boy.
Just gone?
I wonder how many vegans
although,
read the book and just think, I hate myself.
But I think, again, that was like an extreme path. Like, you know, there's a lot of talk about.
There's a lot of soy in modern.
Eating meat is or meat produces, has a large carbon footprint.
Yeah.
It's also expensive to produce.
And it takes a lot more meat as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is terrifying. Well,
absolutely.
If you want cheap protein, you either go soy or you go, like, insects.
Yeah. And if you're really thirsty for a coffee,
I would
definitely go to
insects.
A Happy Cup.
Yeah.
That
I'm
totally
okay with that.
That
last
built,
back to Kickstarter for cricket crackers. And they're, like, chips made out of crickets.
That was an experiment.
I would
try that. Well, yeah.
They're trying to make it. Mentally, to get myself to the point of actually putting
it
in my
mouth. No, they're just making chips. Like,
oh,
they
yeah.
look like brown chips, but they
why
look like chips.
So I'll give
them
are
you writing
them
down
yeah.
twice?
Also,
yeah.
oh, when we had the
so
crickets
like
at the thing,
obvious.
They were tasty.
So,
well, they tasted
no,
like spice.
They were, yeah, they were too
oh,
salty.
It's like eating
tasty.
Snail, all they taste like is garlic.
I wouldn't eat snails.
Oh,
wow.
snails
delicious.
Are
so
good.
They're just garlic.
Yeah,
and butter.
Garlic and
they
butter.
The thought of a snail in my mouth.
No,
yeah, they
so
eat like
my
nothing.
My dad
but
made me eat it when we went to France when I was 10.
They put
it's like,
on
if we were in Paris,
you
were eating this.
And they literally just eat carrots
so
for like a
France
week before they actually
too.
Cook
yeah.
them because otherwise all the crap in them.
Yeah, they detox the snail first.
Yeah, they purge them
first. I try to avoid having like. Like,
you're
innate
reaction
to certain types
of
animals.
You're
like,
in
shrimp? How
many have you
been
eating?
I didn't like chicken.
I've got all these squares here.
Just,
no,
how do we know
like
you've
just chicken skin and nothing else?
Chicken
the
parts
same
is a bit strange.
I'm just
yeah,
going
through
it.
It's like, how do we know that when I didn't write them down, I didn't write all the same names?
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you write them down?
For mine.
Oh, right, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, how do you
who,
know when we
who's
did we just
screwed?
Didn't put your name
yeah.
or
yeah.
the paper and chuck them in so you
well,
can do
because
it?
Because you wouldn't have written my name at all if you could have avoided it.
I wouldn't have written your name even if it was like to choose who I was gonna marry, I put down anybody else. Hitler, just like 1,000 times.
I'm traveling Hitler.
Wow, you guys. It's so cute. Are we
has anyone speaking
people?
Of time traveling Hitler?
What?
Has anyone seen that TV ad that's
should
all about...
Should we perhaps finish this and
yeah.
then
yeah.
Can we talk about time traveling
no,
Hitler?
No, I'm talking
wait,
about advertising
one more
here. Successful
but...
advertising.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
sure.
Anybody else get creeped out about the fact that the kids grew up in a year?
Mm-hmm.
We're 5
yeah.
years old in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but oh, no, it's
why
great
why
as a survival
done?
Bit of...
It makes sense.
It's
great
as a survival bit, but being the only
one
with kids, I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, come on, you wouldn't have to deal with, like, all the really unpleasant things of childhood.
But
it sounds
it
awesome.
But it also makes sense
but it's
at the same time.
God,
about
done.
Yeah,
it's
that's
cool,
the point.
That sounds
excellent.
Human
babies
are the
energy.
Most feeble creatures.
Can we just say, really quickly, Risley, you're the only person who likes children here.
I'm the only person with children here.
I think there's a connection.
My point
are
there.
You saying you don't like
the
children?
The rest of us like they only last a year, thank fuck, I don't have to go through
like... Well, okay, like you said, 16 years is such a long time
but
to grow up. Like, if you
yeah.
can condense
work.
That...
Well,
but
actually, humans
I
are the other
it would
to
work.
Take that
like, you know, like, hey, we're children for so long because of the amount of time it takes us to learn everything, obviously, but we're also,
I didn't
like,
think it was creepy.
The
I
amount of growing.
But I think
like,
it was
I can
just something that...
Well, I think
you
only grow that much
yeah.
in the space
and,
of a year. Like, can you actually take
it
enough?
Elephants do it.
Can you
like,
take it
it's possible,
like,
yeah.
Elephants
do it.
I mean,
I just
need to
get
to
that
point.
Oh, no.
They were genetically spliced between multiple animals. That was the thing. So
did they ingest enough food?
Certainly need to.
Well, they said that they didn't need... They needed
they ate their poop,
grass.
Remember?
Yeah.
So anytime they said the word splice, did anyone else think of like, a pig and elephant DNA just won't splice from South Park?
No.
Okay, I thought about it a lot.
Wow, do you just like read a book and every word has some kind of association?
Because
so
it's
you're like a
splice
ooh, Mad Men, ooh,
ah,
ooh,
I think about Mad Men.
Chicken nuggets.
Like,
ooh, my I'm hungry.
You were the one who said you were hungry.
Yeah, no, that was me. You must be so confused when you're reading.
Oh, is this chapter about again?
Is it just me? Was that little condescending?
No! From Ellen? Are you serious?
I did draw a dick on her arm while you weren't looking.
And I rubbed it off. Get it? Oh,
I thought you were drawing a heart. No.
Yeah, the
balls. But I was drawing something you love. Oh! Sorry.
Anyway.
Wow. You should be. Amazing, guys.
So, Ellie, would you like to give the book a rating since you chose the book?
Sure. So, what was our rating system? Like, what were the two things that we rated
as
on?
Literature, as enjoyment.
Personally. And out of arbitrary number.
Okay, well, literature...
Please make it out of...
I'm going to give it...
An imaginary number. Out of I.
A 9. Am I able to give my score?
Yes.
No.
Fuck! So I'm going to give it a... For literature, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 blue penises.
Whatever happened to that blue penis candle that you got when you first came home?
Don't know where it went.
Oh, really? Burnt the blue dick on the table.
Yeah.
It
melted.
Did you so hot?
Yeah. Well, hearts. Okay, so wait. What was... Is that one score or both?
So, no.
Okay.
I don't think we've
got... So, 9 out of 10 blue dicks for literature.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was... I actually thought it was really well written. And I'm going to give it probably... maybe even 9.5 out of 10 for enjoyment. Because I really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Cool.
Move on. Next.
John.
Oh, are we going clockwise? Okay, cool.
I was so about to say no, that's anti-clockwise.
Yes. I was like, wait, left? Right, left? Wait, that's not,
way
that's
is the
not
clock
the clock.
Facing? Am I 12?
I'm not going up to 6.
If you were on the ground looking up,
what?
It would be anti-clockwise.
Thank you for saying that out loud. So I didn't feel so dumb.
Everyone already knows I'm the dumbest of the group, so it's fine.
Aww. What? Shut up.
Aw, yeah. Sick burn.
I had this thought the other day. I'm sorry to hijack you you hijacked me. But I had this horrible thought. I don't know whether this book triggered it, but I thought, I wonder if I'm like, you know, there is I'm a bit slow or something, and I'm just that pity friend. The people that are there. And she didn't realize it.
I would know she'd be in, like, whatever school is dumber than the Martha Graham Academy, that's where I'm going. Yeah,
not
like,
school, basically. Please,
I'm going to go to the Tony Abbott Academy. That's where they'll put me.
No, you'd just be a hooker.
It's called the seminary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's scales and tails.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's the seminary, isn't it?
Yeah.
seminary.
Scales and tails.
Yeah. It's for the second book.
Oh, well, stop it.
Okay, now give your score.
I got to wait. Right.
You know where the bathroom is?
Oh, I can speak French.
You know where the bathroom is.
Oh my god.
Okay, give your vote. Give your vote.
Oh my god. Anyway, we're not in a rush. Jesus.
We are.
We are. Hurry up.
No.
I
think you're
working.
I am. No, I'm not
going to
do that.
Yeah, sure.
I was thinking of something like, I'll give it a recunk out of a bob kitten, but.
Recunk out of a bob kitten?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the score.
Recunk out of a bob kitten?
Oh, gross.
I really want a bob kitten.
Yeah. Me too.
They just sound cute and vicious.
Just get a Manx cat. They sound about the same.
No, they're Savannah cats.
Yes!
Oh, get a
civet.
A
civet would be cool.
Yeah, get a civet.
Well, then I can get it to eat my coffee.
Eat coffee beans and then poop them out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But also, don't buy civet coffee.
Also, their anal glands are what's used in a lot of perfumes.
Oh, that's really sad.
Also, whale...
regurgitated thing.
I think we obviously know what it needs to be out of now.
Yeah.
Out of... civet glands. So 10 out of how many? 9 out of
civet glands. Well, no, because there's no civets. Maybe bob kitten glands.
Bob kitten anal glands.
Maybe bob kitten anus glands.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how many?
I like, as literature, I'd say it like a 8, 8.5. Because there was still, there were a few little bits just kind of the way it was written or phrased just kind of got me frustrated. But I think that was probably because it was supposed to be like that. But as enjoyment, I still liked it. As I kind of said last month, I could put it down and I could walk away and come back to it. So again, probably an 8 glands.
8 glands?
So is that 8 out of a possible 10? And enjoyment?
Yeah, I'd say 8 out of 10. 8.5, sorry, for literature, 8 for my own personal enjoyment.
Hmm.
But it's still, I probably still will read the other two.
8's a pretty high score out of 10, though.
Yeah, it is. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought there were some imperfections that... That's fine.
Yeah, of course, because you're a world-class best-selling author, so...
Oh,
you just like to correct people in their actual speaking language.
Yeah. So. Oh, no shit, really? You fucking married to him?
No, thank God.
Right, Ron.
Right, so,
Oh, my skin looks found... so clear today. Oh, my nail's perfect, yeah. Also,
okay. Sorry, Ron.
No, that's okay. I'm willing to concede to the sideshow.
So how many fluorescent rabbits?
For literature, I'll give it 8 out of 10 fluorescent rabbits.
Okay.
For enjoyment, I'm going to give it 7.5 out of 10 pigoon livers.
Okay. That's good. Is it a pigoon liver? Is it a average, human liver? Huh? I guess because it's in a pigoon, it's technically a pigoon.
That's how many livers they had.
I thought you said average score. Eight. I was like, that's an average score. That's
7 is average. Most people give something 7.
Mm. Yeah.
7 is pretty good, though.
No. Theoretically, but most people go for like the 7 or 8.
7 is equivalent of most people's what a 5 would be.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Every day.
I think
it's Jason, also like customer ratings and things.
I was going to say, you kind of.
If we're talking about like Medallia ratings or whatever it is, then 7's shit.
What's a Medallia?
That's the customer rating tools that every business uses pretty much.
Oh. Yeah, pretty much people give NPS. 7 if they're not offended by them. Like, it was okay, but I didn't love it.
Mm. I think
if people give a 5, it's because they really didn't like it. So people aren't very good at actually rating on a 10-point scale.
Yeah. Even a 5-point scale is. Trouble. It's like there was that XKCD thing about it. Anything below 4 means it was terrible out of 5. You see something lower than 4, it's like avoid it.
I rarely give anything a 5.
Okay.
I usually give it a 1.
Wow.
A 1 or a 4.
Wow. Yeah. Good. It's interesting that Goodreads, their ratings are supposed to be 1 is didn't like it, 2 is it was okay, 3 is was good, 4 is and 5 is this is the best book I've ever read.
Yeah.
But that's still not how people rate. Like, you're like, if you thought it was okay but not great, you're not going to give it a 2 out of 5 because you feel like that's insulting.
If I thought it was okay but not great, I wasn't going to finish it and not be able to give it a rating.
That's true.
Sorry. 8 out of 10 for literature.
He's done. He's done.
And 7 out of 10 for enjoyment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay, but it wasn't something that grabbed me and engaged me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remind me the previous book that we read. What was the previous one that you attended?
11 minutes.
No, 11 minutes.
I hated 11.
What did you give it?
We can listen to it after this.
I was probably about the same, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, is that, like, do you honestly feel that 11 minutes in this one were...
Comparable?
Yeah, comparable.
Enjoyment-wise, probably, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Hey, each to their own.
My reason for that is...
No, you should agree with us.
No.
Yeah, pressure.
With this, it wasn't something that grabbed me. I could put it down. I went a week without reading a single word of it because I switched to another book.
But I don't think putting down a book is necessarily a sign that it's a bad book.
No, but it's certainly a sign that I'm not enjoying it as much.
It's a sign that it's not an engaging book to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's a bad story.
It's just not something that's not... It's not my flavour.
It's a cup of tea. Yeah, it's
precision argument.
Fair enough. Whatever.
I was trying to say, but Keiji, I think you probably need to rate it out of Kaikotrofs.
Go.
Because I know you brought it up, so you got to finish this.
Octo chicken. But I would probably give it 7 out of 10 for both. Because I read a lot of dystopian fiction, and this is nowhere near it's not the worst, but it's not the top of the pile, and...
You know, I just, you know, it was too much of a caricature for me, so it wasn't as real, and I didn't like the characters very much. I didn't relate to them at all, so... I mean, it's fine, it just wasn't my thing.
That's what I say when I'm mad at Jordan. Mm. It's fine.
Yeah.
So actually, I mean, I fucking hate it. No,
like, Parable of the Soul was way better.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Literature, probably an 8. As for enjoyment, probably a 6. I was like, right, I could put it down and walked away for a while and actually had a hard time picking it back up and getting back into it.
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
I respect the decision.
I did enjoy the story, but it wasn't
how
something
wrong
that
it
captured
may be.
Anything.
Yeah.
I haven't found one that I didn't like and couldn't finish yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like you.
Yeah.
Which one?
Dunces? Yeah, I really hated Dunces.
I didn't finish it.
No, I didn't finish it either.
See, Jimmy Acacia reminded me of Ignatius, in terms of just being like a waste of human flesh.
Yeah.
What was the last one we did? Because I didn't.
Agatha Christie.
I didn't actually
club,
mind
but
that,
but
I was busy on the day, so
I
thought, why bother?
I didn't have enough time to finish it by the time I got the book.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Tom?
8 all round number.
You were just waiting for that, weren't you?
Yeah.
There's nothing else?
Justify. Why 8?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we need words and things.
Was it?
Not just numbers.
Will you read use your words, Tom.
Yeah,
I will read the next one.
Where's your artistic interpretation of the text?
I think I might even read the next one, but it wouldn't be something that I'm going to rush into.
I'm not going to like it.
No, I never said
we'll do
it. Like the book. It just wasn't capturing.
I think you're going to enjoy
that's right, interpretive dance.
Interpretive dance. All right,
really
my interpretive dance goes thus like...
But I think you're
going to
enjoy
this one. Are you going to put potatoes in
your... He's like doing a mashup of an Indian rain dance and like a 70s
groove.
Okay, so
he's
talking
us through.
I haven't seen an Indian rain dance.
Not a clue.
Hey guys,
No, we don't give a shit about why
he
gave
it. No, he said he was doing it by interpretive dance, so you've got to watch him.
But our subscribers on iTunes.
That was his dance.
Anyway.
Like video.
According to Rowan, it's a mix of Indian rain dance and what?
But Rowan would be wrong.
Yeah,
so.
I would be wrong. Exactly.
Like
late
70s
disco.
Late 70s disco.
Is it like
yeah.
the blue penis dance?
A little bit of
I
waggling
so.
Penis.
Did they bob on their own, or were they like shaking their hips and it was making
I,
a
I always pictured it as a shaking of the
own.
Hips.
Yeah.
I thought
but
it was
then,
a shaking of the
isn't
hips.
Isn't
that?
I don't know.
This is moving around a lot.
They do.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Sorry, Tom. Sorry.
Are you done?
Okay, just to throw you even more.
He's done. He is done.
Tell us about why you're giving it 8 for both.
We don't give
bit deer in the headlights.
Anyway, okay. Can I,
so, Tom.
If you're not going to talk, can I just ask something?
I don't know what flowers they are. I think they're like a daisy.
You know when they were describing when he first saw the cheeky knobs? The things,
oh,
like
wow.
the
that
thing?
That made me feel sick.
And he said it was kind of like a bowl, but there was like a mouth at the top. I just pictured like a chicken fleshlight. Just like, that's all I could think of. It was like this weird kind of bowl with like a big mouth at the top and then just like bits
wasn't
sticking
it,
out of
it.
Was
it like a sea anemone or?
What I imagined was kind of like, you know, when chives grow and they're flowering and they've got those big balls of flowers
yeah.
like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I imagined something at the bottom like a chicken thing with like little balls of chicken thing coming
like a
out,
what growing
like
yeah, I just was like halfway between a sea and is it
anemone
and a tumor
yeah
I imagine it's a TV show called Better Off Ted and it made which had lots of crazy things like Glow in the Dark squirrels and stuff that they invented
I
but
want
one of the things they invented was the octo chicken which is very similar to this one and it was just like it just sits there in its web. So that's what I was imagining, the spider chicken.
Which is because it said it had no
brain. I'd
forgotten
about that. It was terrifying.
It was just a mouth that made
but
tits.
But didn't they have, like,
like
they had
chicken
snakes
tits.
That
wasn't it drumsticks?
Yeah, it could be drumsticks and a brick.
Reminds me of
Mel's score.
Shut up!
Wow.
Throw the mustard.
Oh!
Not a scratch! A scratch! Okay, Mel would like to give her score now.
Yeah, for literature. I don't know. I think I'm a really bad judge of literature. I guess maybe 8.5 out of 10. And for enjoyment, 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I really, like, I was enjoying it. I thought, I always find books that big to be a little bit scary.
It was an easy read.
But
no, you meant
so luminaries. I was about to say luminaries.
That was pantshittingly terrifying. That was a really, really, really challenging process. And also, I was on holidays during the luminaries, so I had time. With this, I had assignments and exams and Melbourne trips, and I had a lot of other stuff going on. But I actually still had to stop myself because I didn't want to read it all in 2 weeks and then have to wait until the next book club. So actually, I only picked it back up again 6 days ago, and I still had 50% of it to go. And Tom's like, oh, I'm not going to finish it in time. And I was like, oh, I don't, maybe I won't finish it in time. And I finished it. Yeah, so I finished it. I finished it on Friday morning on the
bus. Yeah, you were never that encouraging.
I only had like 3%.
Yeah, I think I finished it in about 2 days of it. Maybe only a couple of hours of reading as well. Like, you know, I'd say about, it would have been about a day's reading.
My score is snats out of 10.
Snats.
What was
the snake rats?
I want to those things. Snats are in the second book, and that's like it's been a while because they're cool.
They sound terrifying.
Excellent.
I know. Who the fuck gave up?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
You don't think that was a good idea?
What were they for? Because everything else had a purpose, right?
All the things that was to get rid of rats.
Fucking around.
Yeah,
genetics.
The rat wasn't really for a purpose.
No, that was a pet. It was a pet.
Yeah. We still have one score to go.
Yeah.
I give my score for both 10 out of 10 Shayna's. Because you are
zero?
A genetic abomination. Oh my god, I've got so deep! Who would have thought to combine a Lebanese lady and a Jewish man? And then two different children! What a spice! Why?
Yeah.
You use yourself as a scoring method of all these genetic abominations that against you.
You just yourself. I don't even think about that. Oh God. Oh Jesus.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Make
what a friend. Oh, I love you. You're an abomination.
So I feel like this book actually got a fairly good rating.
I really loved it. I think from it. What?
Are you actually giving it 10?
I loved this book. For both, because if I got given this book in high school, I would have absolutely loved it. And I think it's actually, not only do I think it's a really great story, I think it's a really great lesson.
Then you should really read Handmaid's Tale, because it's way better than this
one.
Yeah,
I'm going to read Handmaid's Tale. Well, I actually said I'm going to go online and just buy all of
the Handmaid's Tale.
It's another one.
Dystopia. It's a woman being controlled dystopia.
It's even better.
It's way better.
Yeah.
But I thought that also from a personal point of view, like I said, the book's really affected me and I really enjoyed the writing. I got through the book right away. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved the way it was written. I loved the story. I really enjoyed, even though I was afraid of the book, I enjoyed the way that it made me actually feel something. Mm-hmm. That's what I really like when I read a book, is that I'm emotionally drawn, even if that emotion is not necessarily positive.
Yeah.
Except for the fucking case of Maria in 11 minutes, it just pissed me off. That's not an emotion that I want to feel. But I really loved this book. Thank you, Ellie.
You're welcome.
Actually, because before that, I thought, oh, Margaret Atwood, that's such an old lady's name. I'm never going to pick up one of her.
You basically had an Agatha Christie moment.
Agatha Christie!
Oh, Margaret.
She looks like my fucking bitch aunt. I don't
want to read that. And if Shayna's aunt listens to this podcast,
she's not going to.
She does, but she
looks
nicer.
Like, do you know what happened when we got to my dad's house and I had the Year of the Flood in my handbag? Jordan, because my dad and
I was like, hey, who does this look like? He's like, oh, my sister. Immediately.
That's so funny.
And she's goes, Canadian
and
as well. So maybe she's the
long-lost stepsister.
Long-lost the first thing Dad asked was, what book are you reading for book club? I said, Margaret Atwood. And he goes, oh, did you know she's Canadian? Yes. Every time you get excited about something, it's because
she's
Canadian.
She's not from Edmonton.
Yeah, sorry. That's a shithole.
No, but not many people escape from Edmonton.
Right,
okay.
So now
the
we have to
horrible.
Draw.
Oh.
Right. Who's gonna
yes. So the
just
do you three have a book in mind?
Maybe.
Oh, I have a couple of books in mind, but I can't remember what they are right now.
I only brought one of your books in mind, or
what was it?
But I don't know if I want to read it, so I'm not going to remind you.
Okay.
Well, Jabs doesn't want to read it, and he might come to the next book club.
So. Is it the
Longer? Oh, wait. Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Tom!
Woo!
in mind.
Greetings.
I have something.
This is the look.
I have something in mind. I'm thinking the Scanner Dark. A Scanner Dark.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Oh,
the final reading.
Was that on Philip K. Dick?
Yeah. What's it? The book is called something different, though, isn't it?
It's
Scanner
Dark.
It's not. You're thinking of why do androids dream of
electric shaded? Yeah.
And Blade Runner.
Yeah, I actually.
All his books have different names, though, to the movies that get adapted.
Well, I've gotten approval, so. Yeah, screw it. Scan it darkly.
Right, okay, cool.
Well, it's not up to us.
So. I know. Yeah, that's yeah, why yeah. I just... Actually, it's up to Mel.
Don't remember how much we all moaned when Agatha Christie came up and how much we all loved that
yeah,
book.
It
so
could be a really great book.
Could all be surprised.
Although, I would have chosen Ubik, which is his other book.
Well, fortunately, you did.
You know, he's written more than two books,
I know.
Yeah. I would actually like to read Robot's Dream of Electric Sheep. But.
I actually started reading that.
I think I read it. Isn't it just a short story?
It's not that short.
Is it Philip K. Dick who wrote Confessions of a Crap Artist?
I don't know.
I didn't like reading old.
I think that was
sci-fi.
Yeah.
That kind of was short.
Yeah.
I don't like really long sci-fi because the longer it gets, the more you realise how bad they are writing characters.
No, I actually really enjoy really long sci-fi.
But he either has really short stories or really long
ones. And his short stories are amazing and don't touch as long ones.
Pretty much.
What about Robert Heinlein?
Wait, I'm not a huge Heinlein fan, but he's also best when he's short.
Is the long ones or the short ones?
The first three are short and the rest are long and you don't read the rest. The first three are all you need to worry about.
I couldn't read anything.
Don't pop into your hair, Mel. We wouldn't want to lose any of that special shine.
So shiny. Are you jealous? Yes. Would you like it long?
No.
So
is
that all right.
I think
okay,
that's
it. So thank you, everybody, for
thank
contributing.
That smells so good.
Wait. Oh.
What do you reckon?
Oh, hour 25. Not bad.
I don't know.
No, I'm going to do it.
All right.
Really?
Bye, guys. Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.